This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Last Monday, President Donald Trump made false claims about acetaminophen, commonly marketed as Tylenol, and repeated the long-debunked link between vaccines and autism. Medical experts condemned Trump's remarks as irresponsible, with New York University bioethicist Art Kaplan calling it the saddest display of a lack of evidence by a leader. In contrast, a large Swedish sibling control study of 2.5 million children, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, found no link between acetaminophen use during pregnancy and autism, ADHD, or intellectual disability. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists also reaffirmed acetaminophen's safety and importance for treating fever, pain, and pregnancy complications. Last Friday, Trump posted similar medical fallacies on his social media account. Last Thursday, Michigan Congresswoman Haley Stevens announced that she will introduce articles of impeachment against the vaccine denier Republican Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. Yellowstone National Park has issued an update with notifications and visitor guidance during the federal government shutdown. Park entrances and roads remain open and accessible, but all National Park Service visitor centers and public restrooms are closed. Vault toilets will remain open. While the National Park Service will respond to emergencies, it is important that emergency services are not stressed, as there are extremely limited services. If people visit the park during the government shutdown, they are reminded that all visitors are stewards of public lands. Visitors must recreate responsibly and follow all park rules and regulations in order to keep Yellowstone an intact ecosystem and not stress the skeleton workforce. During the government shutdown, visitors to Yellowstone National Park must be sure to pack out what they pack in, respect wildlife by keeping the appropriate distance, at least 100 yards away for bears and wolves, and at least 25 yards away for all other wildlife for both people's and wildlife safety. Visitors are reminded to practice caution in thermal areas and throughout the park, to stay on boardwalks when traveling through thermal areas, not to swim in hot springs, and not to throw objects into thermal features. Given that this is the fall season when bears are in hyperphagia, visitors must remember to stay bear aware and keep all trash, food, and other scented items packed away. Hike in groups of three or more, make noise, carry bear spray, and know how to use it. Check the forecast often because weather can change quickly in the park. Adhere to all signage posted in the park. Tread lightly to help preserve Yellowstone's natural resources, and follow the same principles when recreating on surrounding Forest Service lands. The Gardner, Montana Visitor Information Center will be open during regular business hours throughout the government shutdown. The Bozeman League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan grassroots organization working to protect and expand voting rights and ensure that everyone is represented in our democracy. Before the municipal elections in November, the League of Women Voters sent questionnaires to each candidate for city commissioner and mayor. Voters can access an online voter guide at vote411.org. Each voter can enter a residential address to check his or her voter registration, view information on candidates, and read their responses to the LWV questions in their own words. At vote411.org, people can see a sample ballot and make a voting plan. That's the voter information website at vote411.org. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.